Oh my god. Oh, jeez. Oh my goodness. I didn't see you there. I'm so sorry. Oh no. No, there's charcoal all over your coat. Oh. Yeah, that really made a mess of everything. Oh, there's some on your nose too. But don't worry. You look so great even with this mess on your face. Oh wow. Oh, I'm sorry. That was weird to say. Hey, can I buy you a drink to make it up to you? Oh no, don't worry about my stuff. I can pack it up in a jiffy. You know, I was just headed out anyway. Oh, yeah, I mean, I come here pretty often, so I'm definitely a speedster. I was already packing up. Oh, well, I've been coming here for years. I first started coming here to do master copies in school, and I just stuck to the place since. Oh, master copies? They're like this. Yeah, it's a sketch of that painting right there. So master copies in general are just based off of works from the masters. people whose art is already in the museums. But yeah, they're based off of already existing artworks. And, well, they're not exact replicas. They're practice. So that someday, maybe my understanding of anatomy will be the same as this person's. But yeah, this museum has been one of my favorite places to come and practice. It also helps me think more about composition and color when I'm working on these. Oh, sorry. I guess I went overboard there. Obviously, I can talk about that for hours. Oh, you don't mind? Cool. Well, here. All done. Now everything is just fit in this clunky backpack. So, let's go to that cafe on the corner. It's cheaper than museum food, right? Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'll get you a snack, too. It's the least I can do for messing up that jacket. Oh, but, hold on. Before we go anywhere, how about I just wipe that charcoal off your face? You have some here on your nose. And a little here on your cheek. And on your lips. Wow. You really are beautiful. Oh, sorry. I hope you don't mind me saying that. I just, the way the light is hitting your face, it just makes everything glow. You're a masterpiece yourself. You could very well belong in a painting hanging on these walls. You wouldn't be out of place at all. Oh my gosh. What am I doing? Why do I say things like this? Oh gosh, I'm sorry. I just get kind of romantic whenever I'm in a museum. All sappy and gross. Anyway, let's get to that cafe. This is such a good scone. A delicious choice. You have some pretty good taste. Oh, you think so? Well, it was the first time I was trying to do a master copy of that particular piece. And really, you only saw it after it was smushed between us. Half of it rubbed off onto you. All that work smeared across your jacket. You know, thinking about that, could I pay for the dry cleaning? Charcoal gets everywhere, and it's best to let a professional handle it. No, it's not a piece of art, it's a big smudge. No, that would be a pretty cool custom jacket design. Yeah, I do have a smaller sketchbook. That's not filled with master copies, though. They're just my observational sketches from throughout the day. I guess you can take a look. Here. It won't be as messy since I use graphite mostly. Oh, thanks. I'm always shy when I share my stuff. I haven't really let anyone look through this before. I guess I don't share because it's so private. And getting praise for it is embarrassing. You're like saying, wow, you did a good job looking at that thing. But it doesn't matter at all to me if you say something nice about it or not. You could say anything you want about it, like, does this composition here make any sense? No, right? Yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, well, thanks. Oh god, I'm blushing. You know a bit more than I thought you did. Do you create two? You have no one to share it with. Well, I guess you're kinda like me. Creating without an audience. But that has to be partially what art's about, right? To express yourself through whatever medium feels most natural to you. Even if we aren't letting people listen to us or, you know, see what we're doing, what we've created. I mean, even then, we're still being true to ourselves. We're still, creating what matters to us. It's kind of like journaling, or I don't know. It's so private. It shouldn't be our responsibility to share everything we make. Because every little piece of creativity we put into a piece is, it's a part of ourselves. And it'll stay in that piece of paper or in that musical riff for however long it's being viewed or listened to. Well, okay. I don't know where that came from. Like, it's a little deep for coffee talk. You agree with me, though? Okay. Can I ask you something? It's also a little deep, and maybe a bit too personal, but you did just flip through my sketchbook. So, maybe you'd be okay answering this. What do you want from life? Mm. Well, I'd give anything for somebody to just listen to me. Sometimes I wish I had people around me who would listen better, but mostly I'm okay without them because I've got my art. The page always listens. It always takes down whatever pencil strokes I'm giving to it, and I think what I draw kind of just soaks up all the emotions I need to get out. But I've always kind of wished I could meet someone special. Someone I knew would understand me. Maybe I still haven't met them yet, but someday I'm pretty sure they'll find me. Until then, I think I am going to stay busy drawing, creating for them. Until their eyes fall upon mine. That's part of why I love sitting and drawing in museums. People go there looking for answers in some sort of weird way. Maybe they don't notice it or realize it, but I think they're hoping to see history or beauty, and between master copies, I find myself drawing them as they're looking for those connections. I try really hard to capture them, you know, taking in that art and seeking for that special something. Kind of hoping someday someone will take the same care in learning about me or my work. But as I'm drawing them, I'm like committing them to my memory, and when they're on my sketchbook page, I realize that I'm never going to forget them. I know that they'll forget me. They might not even notice me. Which I really don't mind. But I just want that person, that one wonderful person, to know me and to cherish me. Can I show you something? Okay, flip to the back of the sketchbook. Yeah, that's you. Would you like to keep it? Here, let me write down my phone number. You can text me or call me anytime. And if you want, you can share what you make. I'm sorry, I really have to go. I have to pick up my dog from his grooming appointment, but I'll be at the museum most weekends, and you can call me anytime you want. Just keep this page with you and remember me?